It's Monday, the 11th of November. And of course, first of all, I'm thinking 11, 11, 11. Well, you know, that special day, special time. It's not a very nice morning, to be honest. It's pretty much overcast. There are some wee bit of blue skies, but generally grey. It's been raining, dry now, no sun this morning. Heavy clouds in the south, and a strong breeze. That's how stable our weather is. Saturday. Rain. On and off, all day long, with no wind. Well, little wind to talk about. Yesterday, a stunningly, absolute beautiful day from start to finish. And today, rain and wind, or at the moment, dry and wind. Actually, I think we had four seasons inside 2 hours or so on Saturday morning. We had just about everything except the snow. And another Monday morning. You know, it's got to the stage now that I guess because the winter's come in now in the dark, long, dark nights. And I'm looking at the clock now, in the evenings, and just thinking about going to bed. 10 o'clock is our usual time, or maybe half ten, depending on what we're watching at the time. Last night, we were watching something I had recorded, and at 10 o'clock, I paused it. And I was asked, why are you not watching it till the end? And I said, no, I'm going to bed. But my wife was quite happy with that. I went to bed at 10. I just feel that now sometimes I'm feeling now is I want to go to bed even earlier, 9 o'clock. When you think about it, when you really think about it, or at least when I really think about it, what are we doing anyway? Sitting in two big comfortable chairs, watching telly till 10 o'clock and then going to bed. So really what we're doing is passing the time. That's all we're doing. Just passing the time watching telly. We're not doing anything productive. We're not out a walk in the fresh air. We're not out for a meal. We're not doing anything really. I've got to ask myself, why then do we stay up till that magic hour, 10? We go to bed and get more sleep, still get up at 7 in the morning. It's habit, isn't it? It's all just pre-programmed habit. Self-inflicted, of course. Set our own times, set our own ways of doing things. It seems that I'm beginning to question that now. Question why? Why? Why are we sitting here watching television? You know, flicking through the telly or your recordings to find out something, or to find something that's you decide you'd like to watch at that particular moment in time. But it's still the telly, isn't it? I think maybe I'm just getting into the start of the winter doldrums. Isn't that a great word, doldrums? I never knew what that was till about 3 years ago. I never questioned it. A common word up here. I never knew what it meant. I knew what the word was related to, but I never knew what it actually meant or came from. Could be said about a lot of things, actually. What words like circumstantial? That just came into my head, so I'm saying it. Circumstantial. I'd like to be able to slip that into a sentence. Sky's brightening to the south. There's a long horizontal band of brighter sky. Need to rake the lawn today. The sodden lawn. Actually, it's a misnomer calling it a lawn. Strip of grass. Grass and weeds. But I can hardly see any grass at the moment for the leaves. So I'll don the wellies and scrooch around for half an hour. Goldfinch, and there's his partners come along, 2, 3, that's 4 of them all together now, 5, they come down for the Niger seed, but they've spotted me, so they've went away again, and they wouldn't have gone far. They'll be watching, talking amongst themselves. We'll go down when the big white polar bear leaves. It's going to be conflict at my feet now. There's a interloping female blackbird looking for a bite to eat, and Mrs. Blackbird is only a few feet away, keeping an eye on her. Yes, my dear, that's a youngster too. She's right at my feet, believe it or not, right at my feet. She hasn't seen me. Yep, she's off now. That was lovely. Although I'm just making it up my mind as being lovely, because if she'd actually seen me, she wouldn't have come that close, but it was still lovely. Ah, man. Did I just say that? Man.